Message number 918. Many will betray me by accepting falsities. Saturday, September 21, 2013 at 13:45. My dearly beloved daughter, my power will surge within the hearts of believers now as they through the power of the Holy Spirit will feel a sense of calm despite the great apostasy which they are beginning to witness in my church. I will by the power and the glory of my beloved Father give you my cherished disciples great strength and courage during these trials. You are being given these gifts through the crusade prayers because without them you would find it impossible to withstand the religious persecution which lies ahead. You are being given these gifts so that you can save the others who will refuse my call from heaven and who will wander innocently into the lion's den where all hell will break loose. Once within the den of darkness, they will be swept up into pagan rituals. Their souls will be opened up to the spirits of evil, and within a very short period of time they will become blind to the truth, the holy word of God laid down since the beginning. Many will betray me by accepting falsities. Yet they were given the truth by my death on the cross. Many of my disciples when I walked the earth betrayed me on the days leading up to my crucifixion. Imitating the Pharisees, they shouted these words, "Get away from me, you speak heresy." You mock the Pharisees who speak in the name of God. You are a liar and you speak evil. You are the son of Satan. Now that I prepare all of you for my second coming, you will spit out these very same accusations again. I come now through these divine messages from heaven to bring you the truth, although you know all about me. I do this for the truth will be abolished in my church. You will soon accept lies in my name and the truth will be nowhere to be found. Remember these words. I come only to complete my promise to my Father. I come to bring you the final salvation you were promised. Satan does not want this to happen, yet he cannot stop me. But what he will do is to prevent many of God's children from accepting my final mercy. He will do this through the help of my enemies whom he has now seduced within my church on earth. Wake up those of you who are asleep. I will come like a thief in the night. Only those who are prepared will be saved. Your Jesus.